Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory, oh what joy they bring to me.
They bring to me
how I long
once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by his wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory, oh what joy they bring to me. How I
long
once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious days of memory, oh what joy they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Good morning, everyone, and greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Katie Tony this morning from the Lighthouse Team Church. Glad to all of you be in here. Good to have you with us. Let us go to the Father in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again as we open your word, we're asking for the presence of the Holy Spirit to be with us. Father, to bring us the message you would have each one to hear this morning, Father, from this scripture. And to give us that knowledge and wisdom, Father. The knowledge of your word and the wisdom to use it. Now be with us throughout the remainder of this service this morning. And we ask this in that sweet, precious name of Jesus. Amen. All right. Going to be talking to you this morning from Ephesians chapter 1. All right. Beginning with verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus, grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace, wherein he has abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he has purposed, proposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted after that you heard the word of the truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that you believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayer, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in heavenly places, far above all principalities and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and has put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. And may the Lord add his blessing unto the reading of this his word. And may the Holy Spirit bring to you and I the truth of this gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And once again, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You know, as we say, and as we declare each and every service, we are living in the last days of time. And that time is growing shorter and shorter, and a lot faster than what mankind really wants to believe. Most people today would really be surprised to know how fast things are moving. There's going to be a lot of them see the Lord come for his church. They really don't believe that. They have never believed they would ever live to see that day. It's not that far off. And you know, we still have those out here, though, still teaching the same old misguided way instead of repenting and getting back to God's word. They're still standing on the same old fables and the traditions of man. We don't live by fables and traditions of man. Yesterday afternoon, and as of the time I left house this morning, I would say that I had easily listened to about 10 different pastors on the internet. One out of the bunch is all you can say actually was teaching God's word. The rest of them would read a verse and then get off to storytelling, telling stories instead of teaching God's word. This is what we are facing today. And it's in most of our churches. That's the sad part. And that's why we're not seeing God working stronger in our nation right now. It's because our nation has really turned its back upon him. And they're not listening. Well, there's a few. And we have gained a few more men that are standing up and standing on God's word than what we had. But not nearly what it should be. Because if those churches are going to make it when the Lord comes for his church, there's going to be millions of people right here in this nation that's not going to make it. They say, oh, you just a little old dumb boy. What do you know? Well, I may be a little old dumb boy, yes. But the Holy Spirit ain't. And what I'm telling you is what he's gave to me. And he's working with me right now, that maybe within the next couple of weeks, may be able to preach to you a message that he is kind of working with me on right now, that maybe it'll really wake a lot of people up. And our nation needs to wake up and get back into God's word. Because you see, you can read something, but without the Spirit, the Holy Spirit of Almighty God, you don't get the true understanding of it. And the only way that you're going to receive the Spirit, Holy Spirit, is by doing the first works first. You've got to become a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. You've got to put him on. You've got to start living in him and he in you. And then you'll get that gift of the Holy Spirit. But God's not going to give you something you're not going to use. Most today knows nothing at all about the Holy Spirit of Almighty God, because the churches are not teaching it. In fact, most of them have been just completely ignoring the fact. Now, here in this first two verses here, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus, grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Most don't see anything to that, and yet there's a whole lot in those two verses. But they just look at it and they say, well, you know, that's Paul's greeting. But they're not seeing, yes, it is Paul. He's letting them know who he is. He's letting them know what he is. He's letting them know who he serves and how he got that way. All within just the first two lines. He is an apostle. Of who? Jesus Christ. How did he get to be that apostle? By the will of God. And to the saints which are at Ephesus. Now, he's not only writing to the church at Ephesus, but he's writing even to you and I today, because he goes on to say, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. So if you are a born-again child of God today, he's writing this message for you as well. Because, you know, he knew this was going to be handed down. He knew that's why he was having to write it. Because he was writing what the Holy Spirit was giving him. And he goes on here now. With verse 2 says, grace be to you and peace. Whose grace? The grace of Almighty God. And he's also the one that gives you and I peace. Regardless of what we are going through, we can go through it and actually walk in it in peace. Because we have him with us. And as long as we have the Lord Jesus Christ within us, we can be at peace and knowing whatever it is, we are going to make it through. Not on our own, but because of him and his power. Because the moment you become a child of God, you have the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, and the Father all living in you. And you have become one with them. You have all that power at your disposal. And it's all there for your purpose. As long as you are walking with him and in his will and in obedience unto his word. You don't have to wonder about nothing. We do sometimes. But that's when you just turn it over and give it to him. Knowing he will take care of it and he will handle it. Now, but that grace and that peace comes from who? God our Father. And also from who? From the Lord Jesus Christ. Because you see, we get nothing except it come through Christ. The Father may give it to us. The Father will give us the power because he is the one that gave us of his Spirit. But it all comes to us through the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Because you see, our Father now is letting you and I know that we are blessed and we will be blessed as long as we walk in that obedience. But if you walk outside of the word of Almighty God, you're going to miss some blessings. It could cause you to miss a whole lot of other things. Because you see, we are to walk in the Spirit of Almighty God. We are always to be walking in the Spirit of Almighty God. And this is where most miss out. Because they walk in the ways of this world instead of in the Spirit of God. Because when you walk in the Spirit of God, there's a lot of things that you change in your life. And a lot of things you don't let even come in. to your life. And a lot of things that you have been doing, you may not, which even has been totally wrong, yet they needed to be left on the sideline. Because you need to be walking with the blessings that come from only one place. And it comes from God the Father from heaven. Now we're getting into something else here now, here in just a moment, that has caused a lot of controversy in the churches. Here in verse 4 it says, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. He's chosen before the foundation of the world. Think about that. Where did you come from? Oh, I came from my mother's belly. No, you didn't. You actually came from God. She just helped you for a time. For the time you was to show up here on the earth. As you were supposed to do. But here in verse 5 is where we start with a word that it caused a lot of controversy among churches and Christian people today. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself according to the good pleasure of his will. That word predestinated. They want to tell you that that word means that you had no choice of becoming a Christian. That God had already made you that. That's not true. You were predestinated because God knew and knew how you was going to stand and turn out. Why did he know that? Because you came from him. There's going to be a day and a time when you step out of this life and into the next, you're going to find out that you were just like Jesus. You existed before this life. You existed as a spirit in heaven. That's why he also tells us that Jesus came to do what? What did he really come to do besides give us salvation? He came to reconcile us where? Back to God. He couldn't be reconciling us back to God if we hadn't been there to start with. If we hadn't been there to start with, we'd just been reconciled to God. But it says back to God. You came from God. And one day, you're going to stand back before him. But, how are you going to stand? Are you going to stand in righteousness as his child? to where you can going to spend eternity with him, or are you going to be there and stand as one that he never knew and be lost and end up in that lake of fire that will burn forever and no way out? But you see, God knows everything, and he knew how you would stand, and he knew when you would accept him, when you wouldn't accept him. He knows exactly. Everyone that's hearing this message, not just here, but over the air, where the internet is going, everyone that will download this and listen to it later, he knows exactly what you are thinking. He knows what you will do with it, with this word. Just like he knew what you would choose to do with your life and when. A lot of us come to him later than others. But it wasn't a surprise to him. He knew. Now, verse 6. To the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted in the beloved. 7, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. You see, that's why we have free choice. We can choose who we are going to serve. But there's only two choices. One, you either choose to serve the Lord Jesus Christ, or else you're going to serve Satan and the world out here. And that little demonic army that's out there running around. We are born with a sin nature. Adam gave us that. Adam and Eve seen to that when they done what God told them not to do and eat of that tree. Eat that fruit of the tree they were told not to eat of. They brought sin upon all mankind. We are born in sin with that sinful nature. But then we are all called at some time in our life. You will receive a call from God. And it's your choice then to choose whether you're going to go to him or not. But every man, they talk about these people out here, oh, they've never heard of God. They may never heard a preacher preach about God. But I'm going to tell you something. God has called each and every one of them. They may not realize who it was. You see, that's why he does need us once in a while. He needs us to work through. To give them the light. And to open the hearts of man to be receptive to his word. to help them to understand so that they can walk with him. We have an awful lot of people out there today. They only go to the Lord in prayer when they are in need. If they're not sick, or if they're not down and out, and they're not in need of finances or anything that way, they don't go to God. There should not be a day when your eyes open that morning. The very first thing that should come out of you is thanking God for keeping you through the night and for bringing you into another day, and ask him to keep you and to use you through that day. And thank him for everything you've got. That's the way your day should start. But that's not the way most people start their day. They don't think about him. Unless when they open their eyes, well, you know, I ain't got nothing to eat this morning. I've been out of work, and I ain't got this, and I ain't got that. Lord, help me. No. We thank him for everything. We thank him just for being able to wake up and to walk in what health we have until we learn how to walk in divine health. You don't have to walk through this life sick. You don't have to walk in this life with any disease. That's hard to get people today to understand. But it's truth, and it's God's word. We're not accepting what God has already given us. He's already gave you healing for your body. It's already here. What you need to do is to get humble, go to him, and ask him to forgive you for your sins. Let him know you want him in your life above anything else and beyond all things. And then thank him for giving you your health, for giving you the healing. And you'll find that it'll be gone. Most people today walk with things in their life they don't have to have. Does that mean I'll never get sick? No, I didn't say that. But you don't have to keep it. Well, now, Pastor, you just don't know what you're saying. Well, I'll tell you what you do. You call Dr. Barry Klein in Louisville, Kentucky, and you tell him you know this little pastor. And this little pastor says you don't have to keep the sickness. Now, he don't know what he's talking about. He'll tell you, oh, yes, he does. Because I've told him he's had this and he's had that. He told me he didn't want it, and he ain't got it. He stood and told my wife that. He told her, I don't know what to do with him. He did. He just wouldn't listen. Because I told him why I didn't have what he told me I had. I told him in there when he told me I had it. I told him, I said, I don't want that. I left there. I gave it to God. He took it. He took all of our sickness. Not just your sins. He took all your sickness, all your disease, and all to the cross with him. He was taken care of then. All right. 8. Wherein he has abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence. 9. Having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he has proposed in himself. He's made known to you and I the mystery of his will. How'd he do that? He ain't never told me nothing. Yeah, he did. It's all right here. It's all right here in this book. You ain't never heard it because you wouldn't go and listen. You wouldn't sit down and study it. You had your own mind made up. Well, I believe this way. I believe that way. I don't believe you have to go to church. I don't believe you have to do this or that. What did God's word tell you? Don't matter what you believe. Unless your mind is with the mind of Christ. That's where it's supposed to be. If you're a child of God, your mind will be with his mind. Now, 10. That in the disposition of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things. He's going to gather together all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on the earth, even in him. He is going together. Oh, he's going to head up all things in Christ. Both things that are in heaven and things that are on the earth. And let me tell you something. In the near future, when the time is right, God will put his good purpose into effect and carry it through. And we're going to see that day and time a lot quicker than what mankind thinks or wants to believe. Because you see, the Lord is wanting to actually restore the unity. Not only here on earth, but back to the universe, back to his universe, until they are all standing the same. We are all to be in the same belief, the same faith. We don't have two or three different faiths out here. There ain't two or three different gods out here. There's only one. And that's God Almighty. Now here in verse 11. In whom also we have obtained an inheritance. Uh-oh. I've got an inheritance. What about you? You got an inheritance? You have to, you belong to him. And you are a joint heir with the Lord Jesus Christ. That means your inheritance is no different. How can that be? Because you have the same Spirit. You have the Holy Spirit of Almighty God if you're born again in his child. You know, we need to be in our churches bringing back that unity and the harmony among the church world. And if that would ever happen, you would see so much change in our nation that it'd be hard for you to believe. If you just get all the churches standing together with the walls tore down, the walls of denomination tore down to where they are all standing on the Word of God instead of standing on man's doctrine. And that's what those doctrines are. They're man-made. They're not God-made. They were man-made. And most of them come from being because of anger. One group in a church would be angry with another group. And they'd get to where they couldn't get along. I'll just go start my own. Nothing good comes from anger. Good things comes from love. Now, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated, heard that word again, according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. You see, God knew exactly how each one of us would stand in our lives. He knew when we would accept Jesus. Truly. When we would stand in truth. And when we would grow in his word. Things that we don't even know among ourselves. But he knew back before the foundation of the world, before you ever came into this world, he knew exactly when you would really become his child, or if you would. Now, verse 12. That we should be to the praise of his glory who first trusted in Christ. You see, we have to first trust in Christ to receive anything from God. We've got to put him on first. And we've got to put our trust in him. In whom ye also trusted after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that ye believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. You see, after you believed, you've got to be that believer first. And you do that by putting on Christ and believing in him. And then you'll be sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. But without Christ living in you and you living in Christ, and living and walking by this word, you'll never be sealed with the Holy Spirit, which means you'll never be born again, which in turn tells you that you'll never make heaven your home. You're going to split hell wide open and end up in that lake of fire. 14, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. You see, Jesus has paid for us. He died on that cross. He bought and paid for every one of us. And his blood he shed is what paid the price for your sins. And that's what will cover them and give you a new life. 15. I'm going to go with this next couple of verses here and then we're going to close. I'm not going to quite make it all the way through. Wherefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. We are to always thank God for the Lord Jesus Christ. We're to keep each other in our prayers. We are to keep our land in our prayers. We're to keep our church in our prayers. All things that will pertain to our lives, we need to be keeping in prayer. And when we do that, we'll find that we'll be spending more time with God and he then will be pouring out a blessing. And one day you'll step out of this life. You're going to step out of this old body. It's going to go back to dirt. You'll get that new heavenly body that's left your body to go on to be with him, to spend eternity. There'll be no more pain, no sorrow, no sickness, no tears. Just think how wonderful that will be. And he's already went and made a place and a way for you. Think about it. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, we thank you for your word, Father. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you for times that we can come together to share your word. Now, Father, your saints, wherever they are in the world, we ask the Holy Spirit to keep them safe, keep them in health, and see to their needs. Jerusalem and Israel, Father, we pray for peace for them because, Father, we know they are having very little peace. But even more so than that, we pray for them to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, as their Messiah, and as their King of Kings and Lord of Lords, so that one day Israel will be known as a land for Jesus. This land of ours, Father, that had no excuse whatsoever, turned its back upon the Lord Jesus Christ, took him out of every place he was in. Don't even want him used in prayer, Father. But work with us now, Father. Work within your people. Help us to remove those from office, Father, and to replace them with those that will stand with your church and with the Lord Jesus Christ, and will work with us to help to bring this land to repentance and put our government back upon the foundation which it was founded, and that being the Lord Jesus Christ and your word. Now, Father, for our prayer list, As each name is called, we pray that the Holy Spirit will touch that one and bring about whatever healing they need, Father. Whether it be spiritual, physical, or financial. Kenny Powers, Mark Pavlik, Amy, Amy's husband Tom, Amy and Tom's young son Jacob, Terry Coates, Dennis Breed and his wife Tina, brothers in Christ, Father, these all, bring them together in one mind and one accord, Father, that being in Jesus. Pastor Smalls of the Glory Bound Church, Pastor Luke Bess, in the Church of God of Brandenburg, Pastor Randy Johnson, for the Meade County General Baptist Church and the pastors there, Pastor Don Hilton, Pastor Alan Thomas, Pastor Tony Galladay. Father, these churches, make them lighthouses to the community in which they stand. Use them in great and mighty ways. These pastors, Father, I pray that they are walking close with the Lord Jesus Christ so that they too, Father, can be filled to overflowing with the Holy Spirit and keep these churches along the pathway of righteousness. The young man Will ordained into the ministry. My prayer for him is that he, his teacher has been the Holy Spirit and that he is the pastor you want him to be. Pastor Eric and his wife Jackie, Father, we lift them up, put them in your hands. You know what the need is there. That little full gospel church of Ekron, Father, not only a lighthouse, but make it a place of refuge where the lost walking in darkness can go and find light, and that light being Jesus. For my young friends in Pakistan, Arun Islam, Barak Mishai, Zephyrin Aaron, Father, keep them safe, keep them in health, and see to their needs. For the Johnson family, for the Lee family, for the Branson family, for my wife's family, for my family, for each family that will hear this message this morning, may the Holy Spirit work within these families, turning those that are walking in darkness from darkness to light, that light being Jesus, so that none be lost and all will be making heaven their home. Jimmy Emery, Sharon Mombello and her mother, for Sue, for Casey Smith, for Palin Scoodman, for Kelly Smith and his wife, for Henry Craycroft. Father, these all stand in need of a healing touch. Touch them mightily and in a great way, where they'll know that it was you that brought about their healing and not man, and that they will all come to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Father, this church is yours, not mine. Help me to build it, Father, into being what you want it to be. Use me, Father, in great and mighty ways, not to lift me up, but to lift up the Lord Jesus Christ. And once again, Father, we ask this in that sweet, precious name of Jesus. Amen. All right. And God bless. And remember, 6 p.m. tonight, we can all be together again. And back into the Word of Almighty God. So until then, have a great day. God bless.